Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. You're the homeowner?
So to speak.
your husband?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I was just coming by. I'm not sure. Do you know the Arthurs or the Latinos?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to be there tomorrow doing some flush outs for like the wasps.
Oh, okay.
And some little ants. Mainly on the outside.
Okay.
So, I mean, how long have you guys been in the home now? You know?
We haven't really, I've only been here a year, but my husband's lived here going on 4 years. I haven't really noticed any problem with wasps or ants.
Yeah, they're not carrying their homes away. It's just they're doing some preventative. Out here, you know where you get the spider webs up around all the porch and all the eaves and stuff?
Uh-huh.
Just shows that there's other bugs that they're eating that come up to the house.
Uh-huh.
And that way, like, let me show you. Around the foundation where you do the mulch.
Uh-huh.
That's, with these guys, they love that because it's soft, it's moist, it's easy to get towards the house when it's cold or rainy.
Okay.
And so we do that termite spray on the outside to really just keep them away from the house. And then inside, a lot of folks have kids and pets, so we don't spray all the inside down because you don't really need it.
Right.
Instead, on the inside, I mean, ants, they're going to be inside the walls before they come in. And so we inject it in the walls. That way it's away from the family.
Okay.
But it's also taking care of any ants that might be in the house.
Okay.
And every 3 months. And then any time in between, if you have issues, we'll come out and take care of it for free. Back in the front. And then we, like, wipe down all the eaves for spider webs.
Okay.
So
I should probably talk to him first, because I don't know if he already has someone else coming out. He kind of does all the yard stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what he has going on with that, but
What time does he get back from work, do you know?
He's at a meeting right now. He's probably not going to be back, and then he has soccer, so he's not going to be back till about 10.
Oh yeah, we'll be here then.
So can you leave a card, or can I just, you know, and then call you if you're going to be here tomorrow?
The technicians will be spraying tomorrow.
Okay.
I think I will be back, but okay. You could give me a call, or I could swing back tomorrow, whatever's better for you.
Yeah, why don't you try coming back by tomorrow? I think he'll be here in the morning.
Okay. Do you think, like, afternoonish, if I'm here, like, around between 12 and 2?
I'm not sure. I think he has meetings. I think he said he had meetings on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but I'm not sure. He usually schedules his meetings in the afternoons.
Okay.
So,
well, let me give you my number, and if I don't get a chance to swing back, you can give me a call.
Okay.
Is that okay?
If he wants to do it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
I mean, if you were to get pest control, like, what would you want it for? Mainly prevention, or, like, you don't like spiders?
I guess so, because we don't really, I haven't noticed any problems, really, with anything much. The bugs around here are so, like, not existent. I moved here from Texas, and they're horrible in Texas.
Well, then you know what bugs are like.
Yeah, but we don't have, you know, you guys don't have nasty roaches, you don't have, you know, like, the crazy scorpions and stuff like that we have in Texas, so.
Which part of Texas did you move from?
Central Texas, Austin.
Okay. I'll probably go there for dental school in a couple of years.
Yeah, it's a great place to be. It's miserable in the summer. It's so hot. And that's when all the bugs are, like, crazy.
Yeah.
So,
but are there a lot of door-to-door pest control salesmen in that area? Have you ever?
Not really. You know, I think people people around there just already have their stuff set up, you know, because it's so bad. It's so bad. I mean,
there's so many bugs.
Yeah, it's so bad that they just, you know, I think if a door-to-door salesman came, they would be like, we're already taken care of. Because it is just, it's miserable. My landlord used to spray my house for me, and I never even worried about it. He just did it for me.
Yeah.
But.
Huh, that's cool.
So,
yeah, well, the bugs here are a little bit different and definitely not as invasive as down there.
Mm-hmm.
But they are.
Yeah,
are
they're, like the, yeah the, there's different stuff here. I guess there's more, like, probably, I don't know if there's more termites and stuff here.
Termites and then carpenter ants and then, like, the wasps and spiders are the big thing here.
Do you do like, environmentally friendly?
Yeah, we do have a totally organic line.
Okay.
Or just the standard line.
Mm-hmm. Is the organic a lot more expensive?
Yeah, it's about 20 bucks more.
It is.
Well, it's not a lot more expensive.
No. I was going to say, for earth-friendly stuff, I'd pay the extra $20.
Yeah.
Is it as effective?
it biodegrades quicker. Mm-hmm. And to actually tell you the truth, the organic and the not organic are pretty much the same thing. Mm-hmm. They just, you know, I'll show you real quick.
Okay.
I'm a chemistry major at USU. Oh. But they have the carbons, so it's a molecule, right? And there's carbons. Mm-hmm. And that's what an organic thing is something that has a line of carbons. Mm-hmm. What they do is they switch one of these carbons for a bromine.
Okay.
So that it lasts longer.
Oh.
And that's pretty much all that's different.
It's just like a preservative or an additive.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. Okay. And so they just change one of those little molecules so it's a bromine instead of a carbon.
And the bromine and is what makes it the
just
standard.
Makes it last longer. Yeah.
Okay.
So. But yeah, it's very, very safe. They use it in hospitals and restaurants because hospitals and restaurants have to be bug free.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. They use the organic, you mean?
No. The standard pest control.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So, but if you guys need anything, yeah, give me a call for sure. We'll be over there tomorrow.